Brexit is the biggest political challenge to face the country in a generation. But also from a Donegal point of view and a national point of view, it has very significant implications in relation to our agri-food industry. And our exposure in terms of agri-food is very significant in relation to exports to Britain, with agri-food being the sector with the highest percentage of exports going to the UK. So it's absolutely crucial that the Minister for Agriculture is on top of this and has a comprehensive plan and engagement to actually meet this challenge. Response to a parliamentary question I've received has indicated that Bord Bia is only due to receive 4 additional staff in 2017 to deal with this challenge. Meanwhile, he only has 3 staff in his Brexit unit in the Department of Agriculture, and also the Brexit Consultative Committee, which he set up in July, has only met twice since it was established. So this is simply not good enough. It doesn't reflect the challenge which is facing Irish agriculture, and I am seeking that the Minister for Agriculture increases his activity in relation to this and the resources.
And since it has been announced that Britain will leave the EU, some agri-food businesses have already been hit due to currency fluctuations, but it's concerning now for them what will happen when Article 50 is triggered.
Yeah, there are very significant issues involved for companies who are exporting to Britain. I know the UK have been approaching a number of our indigenous agri-food to see if some of them would locate and develop branches and businesses in the UK. The other issue is our farming community and the importance of the British export market for a number of sectors. We need to see that the Irish government is dedicating the resources necessary